You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Well, hello there. Welcome to another episode. So I wanted to share some insights from listening to a book on audio. It's called Chillpreneur, and it is such an awesome book. I have read it on hard copy, and I love this book because I have the tendency to be such a hustler. And if you're in business for yourself, that tendency is definitely going to be there. Right? So I love to read the highlights of the book to remind myself just to chill, right? To chill out. So again, this book, it's called Chillpreneur. It's by Denise Duffield Thomas. And so I just got it on Audible because I thought, you know what? I am going to listen to the audio version. I just purchased it because I have a couple of points on Audible. So I decided to listen to it on my way to Maine last week with my family. We went on a trip to Acadia. And oh my gosh, if you've never been to Maine, if you've never been to Acadia, it's absolutely breathtaking. It's amazing. It's been like over 30 years probably since I've been there to the great state of Maine. So it was super exciting to go back. And so while I was listening to the audio version, something really struck me. And isn't it amazing when we listen to books or we read books over like again and again, right? It's almost like reading a whole new book. And it's so funny how I ask myself, what the heck? Like, I don't remember ever reading this part. But I think it depends on, you know, where we are in our life, right? If something hits us in a certain way, and maybe we're going through something or we're having some sort of a breakthrough, and if we're not going through that, or it's something that it's not in our frame of reference, right? Then it's not going to, you know, it's not going to touch our heart in the same way. But there was this one section that I want to share because it really gave me an aha moment. And I'm sharing it because maybe it's going to help you too, right? Because it really made me think a lot about how I podcast, the way I podcast here, and what I share with you to inspire you to be a better podcaster, to be inspired, to keep going. And so here's the section. So there's a section in the book. Actually, I don't remember what section, but you're going to have to get it. But she's asked if she wants to buy a business on how to create passive income. And she struggled with this for a while. She said, you know, she struggled with why she was hesitating and why she was resisting the idea, and, you know, to purchase this company. And then it came to her. She realized that she was not a how-to person, because that's what the business was about, right? How to create passive income. She's not a how-to person. She's a mindset person. And so when she said this and she realized this for herself, this was really mind-blowing for me, because I think about how a lot of people come to me for how to, when it comes to podcasting, how to get the equipment, how to do all these things, how to get the checklist going, you know, how to situate all these things that you need. And that's the super simple part, right? That I don't talk a lot about that on this podcast. I do from time to time. And I like to share hacks and tips and tricks but all that stuff, as I've talked about that plenty. But it's all so simple. It's like, it really is. It's black and white. And it's something that I can teach you in 20 minutes, right? Like, you get the equipment and then you just get busy, you know, sharing your message. That's the hard part, the content, the excitement to keep sharing from your authentic place and to have the courage to do that. That's the hard part. So this really struck me when I heard this part of the book, because I asked myself, what is the thing that I always talk about the most on the podcast? The thing that lights me up and lights my listeners up. And I realized it is exactly the thing that Denise discovered for herself. Mindset. So this podcast, the podcast, right? So if you're out there building your podcast, or you have a podcast, or you're going to have a podcast, remember that the podcast itself, it's just a vehicle. It's that thing that you get to use to amplify your message. And I love the vehicle. Like that's a reason why a lot of, you know, digital marketers and people like me are saying, find your platform, that place that lights you up, that makes you feel comfortable, that feels like, you know, wearing a pair of comfy slippers or yoga pants. So I love this vehicle, and it's something I've been doing for over 8 years. And it's where my ideas, you know, the way I communicate, where I feel the most inspired and comfortable to share my gifts, right? Knowing that it can be something that if that's what you want a podcast to be for yourself, then that's what I teach you. That's what I show you. That's what I help you cultivate, right? So the podcast is just that, the vehicle, the collection of things, the microphone, the editing software, the recording software, the show notes, the pages. These collections of things from their own side are just sort of, you know, they're just these objects, and we get to decide how to use them. Like, we apply meaning to the podcast. You apply meaning to the podcast, to the microphone, to the software. And it's the collection of these things that you use. And that's where the magic is. The rest of it is your compelling reason, your why. Why are you using this? Why I do this, right? Here's why. Here's my why. To inspire you to be your purpose. Build legacy. How to keep going when it feels chore-like. And if you're at that place where you're like, I'm just thinking about it and I'm excited and I feel like a kid in a candy store, but there's going to come a point where it does feel chore-like. I see it again and again. I see it. I see this time where you get about 3 months in or 10 episodes. That's the statistic. And then you stop because the honeymoon's over. Because then it becomes work, because you didn't figure out why you wanted to do this, to tether to that. Now, I did an episode all about that. I call it your podcast passion blueprint. So go ahead and check that out. It's in the feed. Just search through that on Apple or wherever you like to listen. So I help you to be your purpose, to build the legacy, to how to keep on going when it feels chore-like, to say bye-bye to your pod fade brain, right? That pod fade, meaning what I just explained, your pod fade, your podcast fades away. So how to say bye-bye to the pod fade brain, to stop shooting yourself to death. Like, I should record, I should batch, I should do these things. I should sit in a closet that I designated as the place to record. Oh my gosh, that is so sad. I would never have kept going for 8 years if that was how I podcasted. It's not the right word, right? So that's okay. See, like, I could have said to myself, I had this moment of like, I got to edit that out. That was like silly. No, who cares? Like, real life, we say words that are, you know, a little messy, and then we just go back. Oh yeah, I meant to say this. Big deal, right? So this is how we keep it fun. We don't bog ourselves down with like, I should do this. I should make it polishy. I should take out that thing that I said that I think was really dorky and silly. So you keep it fun. Learn how to keep it fun. I show you how to keep it fun, how to create meaningful content. Because that's it. That's the foundation of your podcast, is your content. And that content can be anything you want it to be, anything. It has to connect to you, right? Because if it connects to you, it's going to connect to your people. That's the byproduct here. And that's what is going, that's like, if you're feeling, you know, just excited and lit up, people are going to feel that too, right? I wrote this down in my journal, like, I am the lighthouse. I had a coaching peer tell me that because of my, a projector. And I am a lighthouse by nature, a projector. I'm talking about human design for a second. I don't know much about human design, but seriously, the more I learn about it, the more I want to dive into it, because I'm very much into astrology and moon cycles and all the things that connect us to the universe. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's all of that. We're connected to all of that. So I think that's probably another episode altogether, right? But it's about creating meaningful content. That is the anchor. That is the foundation of your podcast, the art and alchemy of the spoken word. And it's also, how do you keep moving? Like, how do you keep the excitement when your launch is over, right? So after you press go, and it's a party, it's fun. I love that. I do that with my clients all the time. We get on a session. I submit to Apple Podcasts together, and it's so much fun, so exciting. But then after that's done, then, you know, you lose excitement, you fall into the ditch, right? And I help you get out, because you come back. You listen to this podcast, you listen to an episode here, and you renew your excitement to get back behind the microphone so that you can share the whispers from your heart, to share what excites you and the thing that makes you want to spring out of bed every morning you're going to record, right? You're like, oh man, I know this idea is going to impact someone. And when you do that, from this place, when you impact that someone, you get the benefit too. You impact you. And I just want to pause here for a second, because that's the thing, that if you listen to my interviews with people that I have on this podcast, and I have some coming up very soon, that the main thing that all of these successful podcasters who've been doing this for a while, who've been at this for a while, they keep showing up. It's not because they're like, they have this willpower, you know, that they're going to keep doing this thing for their business. No, they consider their podcast like therapy, like self-coaching for themselves. So they're sharing from that place of like, what they know is going to impact their people. So when they impact their people, when they impact their someone or someones, they're getting the impact too. So here's my question for you today. And I really hope you'll take me up on this call to action here, because I want you to open up a journal or something, just sit, think about this. Would you podcast no matter what? Would you do this if it had nothing to do with your business or a desire to build a platform to attract listeners and clients? Would you do it for the love of giving, sharing, and impacting people? Because if you do it from this place of having nothing to do with your business, then you're on the right track. That's the secret sauce to keeping it going. So I want you to ask yourself that question. And if you come up with, you know what, I really thought this would be a great thing to do for, you know, building, you know, clients. If that's your reason first, like that's wanting the chicken before the egg, I want you to circle back to figuring out how you can make this a platform that makes you feel excited to share juicy content, right? To share stories with your people just from that place with no attachment to getting back anything in return. Because here's what happens. The byproduct of you enjoying this and having fun and sharing from this place of wanting to serve and give, you give to yourself, right? So you give to that, your people, and you give to yourself too. And then guess what happens? People want to flock to you, right? Listenership goes up. People come on consults with you and you ask them, how did you hear about me? And they say, oh, well, I've been listening to your podcast for the past month or 3 months or even 3 years. I have people that come on calls with me. And I always ask that question, how'd you find out about me? And I would say that 95% of the people are saying, oh, well, I'm listening. I listen to your podcast and I heard this and that. So it's a beautiful thing. And that's the potential for you, but only if you start from that place of like, would you do it no matter what for the love of it, for the giving, for the sharing, for the impacting, because you're going to get that too. That's the byproduct. That's the stuff that I believe is the essence, right? So that's what I help my clients do. I help my clients to develop this and to cultivate this, to create that content. That is the foundation to step up and get behind that microphone, even if you feel vulnerable and shaky. Because after you're done recording that episode, you're going to be like, this is what it's about. This is what using this platform and this vehicle is about. It's never about that equipment. It's never about collecting clients and listeners. I believe this is the essence. And when you do it from that place, you will too. It's not about getting that checklist. It's not the collection of equipment or the tech. And if the tech is tripping you up, then if you connect to this higher kind of higher level consciousness place, the tech will be a piece of cake. Because anyway, that's what I help you with, right? That's what I help my clients with. So that's my call to action for you today. Okay. And before you go, listen, if you're letting the tech get in the way, I get it. I got you. I know you want to do the right thing, right? I know you want to have all the ducks in a row, right? So I can help you figure that out. That's the easy part. That's the easy stuff. Like I said, I can help you. So I do all the work because I love this stuff. Let me tell you, I'm a podcasting geek. So after I started podcasting in 2014 and doing it really bare bones and getting all that stuff that like I was doing that for the sharing and the love and the excitement. Then I started geeking out on the equipment because I love that stuff. I'm a tech geek. I love it. So I said, hey, these are the things that I can do for my people if they feel like it's hard, because it's easy for me and it's fun for me. So I do the work for you so you can focus on feeding your baby birds, right? Your clients. And then also your sharing on your podcast by just getting behind your beautiful microphone and sharing those juicy messages, creating the legacy, the excitement, and the real asset, creating the real asset in your business, which is your podcast, your body of work, your content foundation. That is what you own. You own this content. It's your own. It lives on, unlike anything on social media. Think about this for a second. You put out a post, right? It lives on, it lives in the, not, it doesn't live on. It does. I mean, it's in the feed, but no one's going to go search for that, right? It lives in the feed for a little bit, right? But a podcast lives on and you own it. This is content you own. You can refer to past episodes. Your episodes are easy to search. And I can make this happen for you. I can help you do this, right? I can create this vehicle. And I can do this in my podcast in one day program. And what that one day means is like we get together for one, not even a day. It's like an hour, 2 hours. And I ask you all these questions. You sit back, you answer the questions, all the things that I need to put your beautiful podcast together. I do the work. I put together all the moving parts. I create your show art, your intro. I edit together your intro, your outro, you know, the music with your voice in the beginning, unless you want to use like a voiceover talent. I can set all that up. I can even do your voiceover talent. Some of my clients have said, I really like your voice. Can you do my intro or my voiceover? I create your voice description, your show description. I get you out onto all those players, you know, all the places that people listen. And here is the most amazing piece of it all, which is something that I just recently added to my program, which is like the whole kit and caboodle, baby. I'm telling you, you're getting all of it. Your first 3 months of episodes, I produce and create for you. You just speak your words. Yes, I do it all. So you press that lovely record button. I create everything so you can just, it's like sliding into the driver's seat. So check it all out by going to yourpodcastinoneday.com to get all the details, to find out how I can help make this happen for you. So all you need to do is slide right into that driver's seat and go. All right. So you guys, I hope you enjoyed this. You got a lot of value out of this episode today, and I will see you next time.